WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man is accused of crashing his car into the back of a home and leaving the scene whilst drunk early yesterday morning. Officer Patricia Logan with the College Station Police Department says no one was hurt, but the damage done by 17-year-old Bill Clinton Orozco Garcia's car was between $20,000 and $100,000.
So it went over a gas meter, through a wooden privacy fence, and continued to make contact with the house. Once the vehicle crashed through the fence, it began sliding sideways with its passenger side towards the house and slid until initially made contact with two posts supporting an awning for the back porch of the residence.
Logan says one of the posts crashed through the glass patio window and the other one knocked a hole in the Magnolia Drive residence. She says investigators were able to find him because his car's rim left scrape marks on the street, which led to a home. And a College Station man was arrested late last night for driving while intoxicated, drug possession, and possession of a prohibited weapon. College Station Patrol Sergeant Roy Shelton says several people reported a man walking in the street with a rifle on McFarland Drive in the Southern Trace area, and that resulted in police locating 34-year-old Trainum Davenport.
As officers responded, the suspect fled the scene in a vehicle. They searched the area several miles. Down the road, they were able to locate the vehicle, and they made contact with the driver.
Shelton says several controlled substances, firearms, and a butterfly knife were found inside of the car driven by Davenport. And we hear environmentalists going into full panic mode over global warming, but it could be related to La Nina and El Nino. In fact, state climatologist and Texas A&M professor John Nielsen Gammon says there's good evidence that the same La Nina factor contributing to the drought has stalled global warming. In the last 10 years, Pacific Ocean temperatures have leveled off. Nielsen Gammon says there's an upside to global warming.
The same factor that causes global temperatures go up temporarily also causes rainfall in the southern United States to go up temporarily.
Nielsen Gammon says right now there's no La Nina or El Nino in play. And with all of the anonymity on the internet, it's often difficult to know exactly who you're dealing with, particularly when buying or selling items. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says there are several steps you can take to make sure that someone doesn't try to take advantage of you during a transaction.
Insist on meeting in a public place. Don't meet somewhere secluded. Never invite strangers to your home. Maybe tell a family friend where you're going, who you're meeting, or try and take that friend with you. Also, make sure you have your cell phone in case something happens, you can always call for assistance. And then you really want to be leery when you're selling or buying something of a high-end value.
McKeithen says to follow your instincts if things seem fishy. Refuse to ship outside of the country and also only take payments through PayPal. As part of the Republican Party's effort to become more inclusive in a quickly diversifying country, immigration reform is gaining momentum as a key issue. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the House has a bipartisan group working on policies right now.
From what I understand, it's going to start coming out in April, and I think the sooner the better. I'd like to get this addressed this year as opposed to next year, because if we do it next year, it's just going to look like it was done for political reasons. I think we need to do it to resolve this giant gaping issue that's bothering millions of Americans.
Flores says balancing the budget also continues to be a major issue and will be one of his main topics as he begins his Texas Town Hall series next month. And how the UT Law School uses money donated to the Law School Foundation is under review once again after a narrow vote by the Board of Regents. UT Systems' Jenny LaCosta Caputo says they've decided to set aside the previous internal report on the issue.
Members of our Audit Compliance and Management Review Committee have raised concerns about the way decisions on some compensation, benefits, and disbursements have been made and implemented. And some of those concerns have come to light through information that was gathered from public records requests.
No timeline has been set for the new external investigation. Last year, it was learned a former dean was given a $500,000 forgivable loan from the foundation without the knowledge of top officials. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 50 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Good morning, it's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Occasional sun today. Temperatures comfortable. We'll climb to 70 to 75. It'll be mostly cloudy overnight. Lows are going to be near 65. Tomorrow, clouds back with us. So are warmer temperatures. Highs tomorrow afternoon, 75 to 80. Chance of a shower or two tomorrow night, a low of 65. Saturday, well, the weekend starts on the wet side with scattered showers. Highs will be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:12. It's a busy half hour or so. Kevin Russell here from the city of Bryan. We begin. We're in a three-part series in both Bryan and College Station about their development. We visit with Kevin Russell on Thursdays and Bob Cowell from College Station on Fridays. The second interview with Kevin is coming up in just a few minutes. We'll also have the folks from the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra here to talk about a deal coming up this weekend. But right now we go to Austin and talk to John Rainey. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Let's talk first of all about the Senate. In record time, I think, they've passed the budget and they said, okay, guys, it's your turn. Where's the House stand in that process right now?
We're not far away, Scott. I think it's probably going to be passed. We probably will complete our work on it this week and then take it to the floor sometime next week. We'll adopt our version as a substitute, and then it'll all go to the conference committee, and that's where everything will be worked out, I believe.
You know, where things have been different is struggling to find the dollars, and that seems to be a situation that doesn't exist, at least right now. There's a little bit of money there, which is something that's a little bit different than in sessions past.
Oh, we've been fortunate. We've had a good economy in our state, and we just pray that the oil industry keeps growing.
Yep. The number that we regularly quote, 1,000 people a day moving to Texas, that does bring some challenges on. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Basically, we've talked, I think, about, is there anything new as far as higher education? You know, we created the campus down in South Texas, but what else is going on in your
community? The only thing that we did yesterday that I would say was of major importance was Chairman Branch submitted a bill that will, and I forgot the number, I could look it up, but yeah, it doesn't make any difference, that will try to create a study group that will look at administrative cost of universities. That seems to be an area that people are concerned that it's growing faster than the teaching element, and see if we can't figure out a way to reduce that some.
Well, there are a lot of people who are making six figures at the major universities, well, all sorts of universities, and I'm sure as people continue to write higher tuition checks, they want to make sure that a goodly part of that is going toward the education.
Well, I have requested from from the Higher Education Coordinating Board, kind of a map of chart showing what those increases have been over the last, I think they sent us yesterday something from 1994 forward. Mm-hmm. So we're going to look at that and just see what those numbers actually are, because I don't know personally. And I got that information, then we're going to have to tweak it a little just to see
sure
what those costs are doing.
Of course, the other committee that takes a lot of your time, appropriations, how are we doing there?
I think we're going to be get our bill out next week or in the next week or so. We're halfway through with this session.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
We did have some fun. We talked about that offline a while ago yesterday with the voting out of the sunset on PUC.
Mm-hmm.
Quite interesting. There was a lot happening on the floor. A lot of amendments were offered. Very few passed. I guess that's probably normal.
Sure.
And some fireworks. And, we did laugh a little bit about the electric meters.
This is something, and again, they started in California, and they spread across the nation. We had there in Bryan. I mean, Bryan has installed them, and I can recall maybe an incident or two where people were uncomfortable about this, but I think David Simpson, who's a Republican from Longview, wanted to offer an amendment. He's pretty much a libertarian, isn't he?
David's just different. That's all I can say. I like him. He's a very nice guy, but he marches to the beat of a different drum.
So he wanted to. I think he wanted to make sure that there weren't any long-term health effects having to do with those meters.
Well, sometimes I just things like that just bother me. I don't
uh-huh.
know. Those meters ought to be something that we ought to look forward to. That's an advancement. The old meters were something that required people to go out and check them and all that sort of thing. And
sure.
these they can check it from the office, I guess you would say, and not be more efficient.
Yep, seem to be more reliable. I think that's probably right. Okay, anything important happening between now and when we talk again next week?
I don't know yet. I'm sure there'll something pop up. I'm hoping that or believe that we'll hear HB5 in the next week.
Okay.
I believe it's going to be Tuesday.
All right.
And that'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out.
All right. Well, then we will talk to you about that next week.
Okay, Scott. Good to talk to you.
Thanks a lot, John.
Bye-bye.
It's John Rainey, our state representative in Austin, and we speak to him on Thursdays. And Kyle Cassell, state representative, we speak to him on Fridays. And this brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW this morning, part two with Kevin Russell from the City of Bryan talking about development that's going on in the city. And if you haven't been out to where the Texas Hall of Fame used to be, they're moving a lot of dirt out there, and that's a West Side development that I know you guys are excited about.
You bet. That is a really neat development. That is about a 52-acre development. It will be anchored by a Super Walmart, and then the Super Walmart purchased or Walmart company purchased about 25 acres in the middle of the 52 acres, and then so the Super Walmart will be surrounded by other types of retail, restaurants, inline retail, some standalone restaurants, and different things like that. So, we're real excited about that.
Now, the projection, as I recall, about 350 jobs, annual sales of somewhere between $30 and $60 million, mm-hmm. and obviously real estate values will go up. But the city did catch some heat because the idea was it sounds like the city of Bryan is giving Walmart a tax break.
Yeah, I can understand that because Walmart was talked about as the anchor, and so when there was a incentive package that was offered to the developer, there was some confusion on who the incentive went to. The incentive didn't go to Walmart. Walmart is not receiving anything from the city of Bryan. The incentive that was offered to Cross Fulton Development to develop the entire 52 acres. And that incentive was based on additional or new dollars brought into our economy. So if our current Walmart loses any sales tax, and when it's attributable to the new Walmart, then their incentive goes down. So it's a direct relationship. If one goes down, the other one goes down. If one remains the same, then they get what they're due, which is half. They don't get 100%. They only get up to half, up to 50% of the new sales tax that's generated, so that they can pay themselves back for some of the infrastructure costs that they're having to do, public infrastructure that they're having to do out there.
Now, also, though, the idea is that this will now be developable land. This will be marketable property in there. But there's still an advantage for the developer for a period of time for all of that property, is there?
Right, right. I guess the nice thing for the developer is the incentive is based off of Walmart. So, they would get their start getting their incentive back depending on what that store generates. But as other stores come online, they could end up paying themselves back much quicker. However, it has to be new. It can't be a location that moves from one part of town out there. It can't be that. It's got to be a new store or a second location.
Will that be called Cross Fulton, or no, that's the name of the company? Do you know what the name of the center is going
to
be?
No, they're struggling trying to find a name. They are looking for a name that the people of Bryan and College Station would recognize. They've asked us several times to come up with a name, and I've told them we're really not in the business of naming shopping centers. That's up to you guys.
Now, are there any other stores that we know that are going to go into that development we can talk about?
No, but there are some other ones that they're negotiating with, and as soon as they tell me that they inked the deal, I'm gonna ring that horn and brag about what's coming to Bryan.
Obviously, the idea of having a grocery store on the west side of town makes a whole lot of difference. That's a good thing to do because lots of rooftops there. But, you know, I think of traditions, and I think of the average income of the people who live in traditions. That's not traditionally the Walmart customer.
You're right. It's probably not. However, they have no other option close by. They have to travel, a pretty good distance to go to any grocery store or any store to buy cleaning goods for their home. But I'm not going to say that people in Miramont don't go to the Walmart on Briarcrest either. So I think that it is something that's needed on that side of town as well as for the whole city of Bryan. It's not just a west side deal. It's needed for the city of Bryan, for the city of Bryan to grow.
And what's our projected time they'll be finished with that?
I believe that we're looking at probably after the end of this year, first quarter of next year. If they can't, the way that I understand that the Walmart deal would work, if they can't open before Thanksgiving, they push it off till after Christmas because they would want those sales during the Christmas time.
Sure. Yeah. Kevin Russell joining us this morning from the city of Bryan as we talk about development in the city. Let's talk about Woodbolt International. It's a pretty interesting situation because this was a company, a nutraceutical company, that had been headquartered in downtown Bryan and basically outgrew what they had. You made a pretty interesting offer to them. Let's talk about Woodbolt.
Yeah, Woodbolt is a company that is housed downtown, and they're just busting at the seams. They're growing so quickly and successfully. They were looking at Austin and some other metroplexes, but mainly Austin because it's the generation of employees that they have. That's kind of what they're that type of atmosphere, that type of community is what they would look at. Obviously, they're an existing business in Bryan, and we did not want to lose them. They generate quite a bit of money. Their salaries are real well. They're recruiting people to be here. It helps us raise our minimum salary level, which helps us recruit retail. So we looked at what they were doing and where they wanted to be, and they wanted to be closer to the bio corridor, closer to A&M. We found property out close to Traditions in the Health Science Center that we could get them to purchase, and as part of that, they get a tax abatement. But as part of the tax abatement, they have to guarantee that they're going to put, I think, $9 million worth of ad valorem, or $9 million worth of improvement, per the Brazos County Appraisal District, and they have to have to hire 75 new employees with the annual payroll total of I think it was 2 or 3 million. So it's a good salary.
And when is the timeline that they have to do that to fulfill their part of the agreement?
Well, it's a 10-year agreement, and it starts in 2014. And so right now we're almost at the point where we're closing the property, so it transfers from the city to Woodbolt, and as soon as it closes, they're ready to go. They're ready to build.
Let's talk about Toyo Inc. This one was a while back, yeah. But how are things developing there?
Toyo Inc. is doing very well. There's one of those. It's one of those things that was really neat to see. The culture was that they brought in, and I'm sure you went to some of that. Mm-hmm. Was really neat to go watch how they do things, and it was an eye opener. Since they've been here, they've been very quiet, but they've been taking care of their business. They've been doing what they say they're going to do.
And let's move now to the Texas Triangle Park. While it's in the county, Gundler Foods is the first new business mm-hmm. there. But let's talk a little bit about Texas Triangle.
Texas Triangle Park is about 800 to 1,000 acre park, and it's along FM 2818. And then north along the feeder road, and then it also is bordered by Munford Road, backs up kind of like Lake Bryan or where the Dansby Power Plant is. Now, right now, Gundler Foods is in there, and that is a company that's going to manufacture cooking oil, a paper product like toilet paper and things like that, and a future phase of cracking plant so that they can manufacture their cooking oil on site. Right now, they'll be packaging it and sending it back out. They're selling to Walmart and some other types of retailers. But they're looking at putting about a $15 million ad valorem or tax, Brazos County Appraisal District tax value on the ground, as well as bringing in, I can't remember the exact number of employees, but it's around, I want to say, between 150 and 200 employees and a very good with an average, I'm going to say each average salary is about $36,000 to $38,000 a year.
What's attractive about the Texas Triangle Park for an industry that would want to come in?
Well, okay, the nice thing about the Texas Triangle Park is location, location, location. You have we're in the middle between a very probably 80% of the population of Texas with Houston, San Antonio, Austin, and Dallas Fort Worth. So we're kind of in the middle. We have rail. We're close to Houston, so that if that rail needs to get down to the ship channel, it can get there pretty quickly. If it needs to go by truck, it can still get there quickly, and or San Antonio or Dallas-Fort Worth. So we're in good shape as far as our location to have that type of industry there.
All right. There you go. Thanks for the time this morning. This is Kevin Russell from the City of Bryan, and we'll visit with him next Thursday in our final installment.
Thank you.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, something special from our friends at the Brazos Valley Symphony, and that is the Premier Market, and Patricia's here today and Nikki to talk about that. Patricia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Let's talk about the market itself, and then I'm going to have Nikki, because I know she's got something near and dear to her heart that she wants to talk about. But let's talk about this Premier Market. How was the idea planned?
Well, there's a group of about five of women here in town, and we decided that we wanted to have a market come in, and we would gather vendors from all over the state of Texas, kind of like the Christmas Affair or the Nutcracker Market mm-hmm. in Houston or Austin. And we thought, why shouldn't our audience be able to shop at these great marketplaces and bring in these great vendors that you can buy some really unique things and see some really unique things? And why shouldn't the people in this area be able to shop right here in town?
Sure. So what's the where and when?
Oh, it's going to be Friday from at the Brazos Center from 10 until 6 and Saturday at the Brazos Center from 10 until 3.
And you've got a kind of a neat deal called the preview party.
Right, we do. We have the preview party is Thursday night, and that way you can shop before everyone else. It's $25 to come to that for the experience of being able to have hors d'oeuvres and shop with your glass of wine and that sort of thing. And that's Thursday night from 5:30 until 8.
So you can get stuff before other people do.
That's right.
Yeah, get first pick.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Now, the benefits, the proceeds from this, how do they benefit?
They benefit the Brazos Valley Symphony and all the concerts and our educational outreach. The symphony does a lot of things for the community. We have a 4th of July concert that's free to the public, and we have the children's concerts in January that are free.
Okay. Well, so now let's turn to Nikki because, again, good morning, Nikki. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. I know that part of the children, teaching children, is something that you're excited about. So tell me what your particular near and dear thing is.
This is my first year to chair the Children's Symphony, and it's been an amazing experience to see. I think we had close to between 3,000 and 4,000 children this year, children's concert. And at the end, they do either an art or essay contest that they can enter. And reading the symphony experience through these children's eyes, I mean, they're hilarious, they're heartfelt. And it's amazing. It touches these. A lot of these kids have never even been in an auditorium, much less exposed to this kind of music. So to, you know, hear this through their little mindset, you realize that you're really teaching, you're really reaching these children.
Yeah, that's the essence of quality of life when you can do that, expose young people. And what age children are seeing this?
We do mainly 5th and 6th graders, but we do have a general admission area where there's homeschoolers that are different age, but we aim for 5th and 6th grade. I'm sorry, 4th and 5th graders.
Okay, and so this is your first year to be associated with it.
It is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. Well, and Mary's here also, the executive director. And Mary, you know, one of the things that Patricia touched on was educational outreach. And, you know, when the maestro comes in, we talk about what the show is that's coming up, but there's an ongoing work that the Brazos Valley Symphony does, and that is educational outreach. So kind of give us an overview of that.
Absolutely. In addition to these children's concerts where we do the 4th and 5th graders, we bring those children in from throughout the Brazos Valley. It's not just Bryan College Station, but Brenham, Huntsville, et cetera, et cetera. And in addition, we also do, we send out members of our symphony into the schools. It's called the Symphony Goes to School Programs. And so small groups go out, they play, they let the children touch the instruments, they answer questions, they really get up close to the musicians, and it becomes a personal experience for them at that point. In addition, we have the Youth Concerto Competition, which is open to anyone that's in public school, private school, or home school, 18 years and younger. And the winner gets to go on to a state competition. So we're very proud about our educational outreach, and it's been going on for years, and it's been successful every year. We just couldn't be more proud of what we're able to do. And like Nikki said, when you see those children, they light up. There's just something inside just lights up, and you know that you're doing a good thing at that point.
Live performance of music. You know, people respond to that, that's for sure. So anyway, the premier market's coming up. The preview party's on Thursday night, and then the party itself is on Friday and Saturday at Brazos Center.
Absolutely. And if you would like to attend the preview party, need to make reservations, just call the symphony office at 979-696-6100, and we'll get you in.
All right, sounds good. That's what's going on at the Brazos Valley Symphony.
More new faces on the unemployment lines. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a small uptick last week in the number of workers who signed up for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department counted 336,000 initial filings nationwide, 2,000 more than the previous week. The four-week moving average of new claims remains at a five-year low. Freddie Mac is taken to task by a federal watchdog. A report says the government-controlled mortgage firm drags its feet in dealing with serious customer complaints that could involve fraud or improper foreclosures. An audit finds more than 34,000 so-called escalated cases were filed between October 2011 and November of last year. Freddie Mac and its regulators have still not resolved many of the cases. Stock market futures are barely changed ahead of the Thursday session. Scholastic, the publisher of the Hunger Games book, says its loss widened in the latest quarter as demand for the three volumes declined. Sales were much weaker than expected. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
It's deer season, and that can mean only one thing. Huge savings on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Get 0% financing or choose big cash savings. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends April 30th, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Find Brookside Equipment's 7 Texas Gulf Coast locations at brooksideusa.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
When merchandise rep Jay Wolf stays at La Quinta, he gets 8 hours of shut-eye on a comfy pillow-top bed. And when Jay's that rested, you know what he does in his big pitch?
We're talking massive profits with this model. Right, Mr. Barkey?
He seals the deal.
Jay, you've got yourself a sale.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the offensive lineman. Oh, it's not the most glamorous position on the field. You don't make the highlight reel or get your name in the paper, but you provide something no successful team can do without. Protection. We know. We've been protecting Texas companies with workers' comp coverage for over 20 years. So here's to you, linemen. You keep hanging in there and taking care of business. We'll do the same. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Ninth-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball team earned the number 3 seed in its 8th consecutive NCAA Division I women's basketball championship. The field of 64 announced earlier this week. A&M will host the first and second rounds, making its 10th all-time NCAA appearance, and was one of 31 automatic bids due to winning the SEC tournament earlier this month. A&M one of only 4 teams to be selected as a number 4 seed or higher for 7 straight years. The Aggies now will open up on Saturday at 3 o'clock against Wichita State. The game will be televised regionally on ESPN2. The winner will move on to the second round and meet either 6th-seeded Nebraska or 11th-seeded Chattanooga on Monday, March 25th at 8:30. Both games to be played at Reed Arena. For ticket information, AggieAthletics.com or call our local number 845-2311 or the AT&T toll-free number at 1-888-99-AGGIE. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
WTW News Time is 8:36. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a colorful and unique bed and breakfast in the heart of Navasota. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Just a word of precaution, an accident of multiple vehicles has been reported near Sam Houston Elementary, so please avoid that area. A College Station man who fled from police last night has been arrested on multiple counts. Patrol Sergeant Roy Shelton with College Station Police says officers found 34-year-old Trainum Davenport's car after residents of McFarland Drive reported a man in the road possibly wielding a rifle.
They discovered that the driver was intoxicated, and officers located several firearms inside of his vehicle. They did find a rifle and multiple controlled substances, prohibited weapon.
Shelton says there were pills and marijuana inside the vehicle, and they're still investigating why he was in the area. Due to recent complaints about parking violations, Officer Kelly McKeithen with Bryan PD wants to remind BCS residents of a few simple rules to keep in mind.
We all know not to park in fire lanes, but if you do, you can get fined over $300. That's for emergency purposes only. It is allowable for you to drop off someone and pick someone up, but not to sit there. The other major obvious one is the handicap spaces. Stay out of those parking spaces unless you have a parking placard or a license plate.
McKeithen says the first offense of parking in a handicap space without a tag is more than $500, with the cost going up each time. She says the lined spaces next to the handicap spots are actually part of the space so that people can unload wheelchairs, and you can still be fined if you park there. A home on Magnolia Drive suffered between $20,000 and $100,000 of damage early yesterday morning when it was struck by a car. College Station Police Officer Patricia Logan says 17-year-old Bill Clinton Orozco Garcia, who is accused of drunk driving and failure to leave information, drove over a gas meter, through a fence, and slid sideways against the house until he hit two posts supporting the back porch.
One post flew through the glass patio window, shattering it completely, and other posts knocked at 1 foot by 1 foot hole through the house brick next to the patio door. So then there was tire tracks made through the backyard as the vehicle made a U-turn to exit through the back fence. So definitely a lot of damage.
Logan says no one was hurt, and with the help of a description of the car and scratches on the ground from a tire rim, they located and arrested Orozco Garcia. With the Republican Party under scrutiny, not just by Democrats, but also by its own adherents, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the GOP needs to do a much better job in terms of its messaging.
Our principles still stand the test of time. Limited government, balancing the budget, adhering to the Constitution, protecting life and protecting family values. I think we need to do a lot better job in the way we talk about those things. In addition, for whatever reason, the party sort of forgot about the value of grassroots politics.
Whether done through social media or wearing out shoe leather, Flores says the party needs to get back to the basics of going door to door and making sure to communicate with potential voters. He says he himself would never have gotten elected without those kinds of grassroots efforts. Public colleges and universities in Texas could soon be able to conduct official criminal background checks for on-campus housing applicants under a bill headed to the full Senate for a vote. Dennis Carlson is the vice president of student services at Blinn College. He says this bill would have prevented a $7,000 theft by a student this past fall.
We had done a background check on this student, and we had not found anything with the public site. What we later found out is the student had multiple pending armed robbery cases against him that just had not come to trial yet.
Under the bill, the schools could use the official DPS internet site for background checks that would show pending charges. And if Texas adopts term limits, it would not affect Governor Perry or other current statewide office holders, opening the door for Perry to seek a fourth term next year. What about another presidential run?
Governor Perry laid out a timetable for making his future plans known, appearing on the political website Shark Tank. He said that we'll have to keep guessing a while longer.
Check me in June. I'm gonna make an announcement in June about my teachers. And then probably sometime later in the year, about 2016.
Perry was flying high early on in his 2012 bid for the GOP presidential nomination, only to collapse famously during his oops moment during a televised debate. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8:41. It's 53 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Celebrate Truck Month. Team of Navasota is giving away a new truck this Saturday at Navasota Fairgrounds. We'll pull your name and you can choose your Ford, Dodge, or Chevy. There's still time, so go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and register to win. We'll be giving a bunch of prizes away all day long. There's no purchase necessary, but you have to be there to win. Go to teamofnavasota.com to see all the details. Get to the fairgrounds this Saturday, March 23rd. It's going to be a party with food, jump houses for kids, live music, face painting, and much more. Don't miss out on Team of Navasota's Dare to Compare Truck Month Party this Saturday.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5 My Roof.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Sunshine today. We'll be seeing some of that. We'll also see some passing cloudiness. Temperatures, they'll warm to 70 to 75 later today. We'll have clouds overnight with lows near 65. Mostly cloudy for Friday. It should be anywhere from 75 to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clouds and the chance for a shower, lows near 65. Saturday, scattered showers are likely. Highs will be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
844. Got a little time left. Just busy.
Just a little.
A lot of things going on. That's it. Got to talk to people. So if you have a backlog of shows on your DVR, you don't have to listen, Kat. Then this study shouldn't come as a surprise to you. 41% of the content recorded on DVRs in U.S. America is never watched. Still, DVR usage is better than ever. The season began with 46% of homes in the U.S. owning a digital recording device. That was up from 30% the year before. Wow.
Now, see, I've recorded things on a tape player before.
Yeah.
If there was programming that I wanted to record now, I would still record it.
Yeah. On a tape machine?
Yeah.
Really?
I've got several cassette tapes of different shows I watched as a kid. Wow. I was real into that.
Yeah, I'm just talking about, though, but yeah, now.
DVRs. That's pretty cool.
I know, but I mean, you've still got the VHS machine?
I think it does record the one I have.
Hey, Kevin, do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Go up on Amazon and let's see what it would cost to buy blank videotape cassettes now. I mean, well, because they're two schools of thought.
But I can always record over some of the cassettes I already have.
Oh, but then you'd end up, you know, like losing your cousin's wedding that you had on
there. I don't
have
a cousin's wedding. It's you know, we have a lot of half-recorded, you know, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Barney, Xena Warrior Princess.
How many would you like, Scott?
I don't know. Just, I don't.
20.
Sure, fine. I just don't know how they sell them these days. I mean, again, two schools of thought. I could see they could be dirt cheap.
Well, Maxell's, you can get six of them for $239.
$2 or $200?
$2.39.
Oh, okay. For six of them?
You can get high-grade Maxell for $6.79.
Hey, I'm shelling out the full money.
We're talking video cassettes.
VHS tapes.
Really?
Sony Premium.
Yeah.
You can get for $8.99. Looks like 6 hours.
Wow.
Or you can go with the just plain blank for $12.95.
Yeah.
And that will get you 2 to 6 hours, depending on what per recording speed.
Sure. Hello.
Oh, Scott, this is John.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good. I buy a lot of that tape as part of the business that I do.
Yeah.
It's real, real hard to find any of that tape here in town, if you can find it at all. And you certainly can't find a machine to play it on.
Yeah. Well, now, are you talking Beta or VHS?
Well, either one nowadays.
Yeah. I mean, do they still, because when we worked together in TV, the Beta was what we used, but... I'm wondering
if
that's still out there.
Professional Beta, and I can buy professional tape.
Yeah.
Since the tsunami, the tape industry's healed in Japan. It wiped out a little town called Sendai where the reactors were.
Uh-huh.
They also made high-definition tape.
Oh, wow.
That hurt the market for a while.
Huh.
That
was interesting.
A premium product.
Yeah, that's...
However, trying to buy VHS tape... I find most people, usually at Cat's age, they don't have a clue what we're talking about.
Yeah, you're right. That too. So now what did they do? Did they build it and move it to another city? Is Japan still the source for most of the good high-def tape?
It's still the source. They've rebuilt a factory at a different location. I forget where it is.
Yeah, wow. That's interesting. All right, thank you, John. I appreciate that.
That's
cool.
John Bennett from KAMU, John
and
I worked.
Good
together.
Radio voice, that guy.
Yeah, I don't know that he was ever on the air. you know?
Well, he was just now, 30 seconds
ago.
Yeah,
that's true. But I'm talking about doing that gig because he was always on the engineering
side.
Yeah,
I'm just teasing you.
Actually, today is would be an anniversary that I remember very, very well because this was, I think, when J.R. was shot.
Oh, J.R. Ewing?
Yeah, and so that was a big deal. And, you know, I was working at Channel 3, and that was the CBS affiliate then as well. And, you know, some person came running in saying, "Don't you want to come and see who shot JR?" And I'm sitting, in fact, in front of my Sony tape machines at that time editing because I was trying to get a newscast
now
ready.
I'm trying to edit my tapes.
Really,
get back out of my room.
I got to go to work here in a few minutes. I don't have time for that. So, I do. I remember those big old Betamax machines that were, you know, big enough to, you could store a body in them. Hello?
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt your discussion of antique technology.
Yeah.
Y'all mentioned the name of the guy who ran into the house.
Yeah, we're going. Yeah, we're going there in a minute. Yeah, we're going there in a minute. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. Hello.
Does it make you wonder why they would rebuild a factory that made VHS tapes?
No. I didn't wonder. I thought it was a good idea.
Obviously, there is a demand. It just doesn't happen to be in the consumer market. It's the professional market.
I'm a consumer. I'm not a professional.
I understand, but basically, it sounds like the largest portion of their audience of their customer base would be professional usage.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what I want you to do is that when we come back, I want you to read through again slowly the accident. Because, I mean, for two reasons, obviously the name of the driver, and then what in the heck happened to that car? Because I wish, we're going to talk about something you wish was captured on YouTube. Anyway, we'll be back and do that in a minute.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Kent Dale with the Ukrainian Project and Cindy Quinn about Texercise. If you would like to catch up on any of the past show interviews, go to BrazosWellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Aggieland, have you ever had a cowboy tell you, "Pardon my dust"? I didn't think so. Well, Sterling Auto Group is under construction, and to make room, we're offering the lowest prices on every new vehicle in stock. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead, make your deal.
It's the Construction Reduction Sales Event going on now at Sterling Kia. And to make room, all inventory must go, regardless of profit. Plus, Sterling Kia will terminate the lease or loan on your old gas guzzler, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new Kia for less. 2013 Kia Soul, just $159 per month. 2013 Kia Optima, just $189 per month. Plus, if you have a job bringing home $350 per week, Sterling Kia wants to approve your credit, even if it's less than perfect. And all new Kias are backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Sterling Kia, 197 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-0607 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 36-month Optima, 39-month Soul, 12,000 miles per year lease, $24.90 due at signing, plus TT&L first payment and fees. With approved credit, includes security deposit, trade balance carried to new loan. Offer includes all incentives.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what
7 till, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Okay, so anyhow, we've been reporting this morning about this traffic accident. Well, we can't do it now. Kat's off on another paper route. So when she returns from the paper route, we'll do that story. In the meantime, in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, high school there is asking students to lay off the body spray after one of them suffered a life-threatening allergic reaction. Student rushed to a nearby hospital by ambulance after being exposed to Axe body spray. Axe, which is owned by Unilever, which basically owns the world.
Pretty much.
Makes deodorant and body sprays as well as hair, face, and body cleansers. The company insists that customers' safety and well-being are its first priority. Company says it's been made aware of the allergic reaction, looking into the matter. My thought is I'm kind of surprised this is the first one, because I guess Axe has been around a while, and got to be a lot of kids wearing it, and I would have thought that that would have happened before now, but not the case. So is this 40% not watching your DVR, is that a pretty good number for you?
Of stuff on it?
Yeah, that you don't watch?
Probably about right.
Yeah, that's what it's good. I'm thinking, because every once in a while I'll get all, you know, filled up at like 93% or whatever, and I go back and I find out, you know, some random movie that I had captured. I'm never going to watch it, you know, so I start dumping that stuff off of there. But then, you know, at the same time, I've got 13 Pawn Stars I haven't watched yet, so.
You're not getting rid of those.
See,
either.
And I will. Yeah, I'll watch those eventually. And that's the thing. They're timeless. I mean, they're, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they're pretty evergreen.
Yeah, that pretty much would happen. But it's interesting, though, what they've said is with the numbers going up so high, it's helped boost TV watching. At 23 hours, the U.S. watches the most TV in the world. 23 hours. How many? I guess, is that 23 hours a week?
Hopefully not a day.
Japan and Sweden are lowest at 15. Okay, so Kat's back. And so here's the story that we've been running this morning. And so just read that a little slower than normal so people can pick up all the nuances
all
here.
All right.
Okay.
A home on Magnolia Drive suffered between $20,000 and $100,000
which
of damage.
A big gap.
Yeah.
It's a.
But as you hear it, I can understand why. Go ahead.
It was early yesterday morning, just before 6 o'clock. College Station Police Officer Patricia Logan says 17-year-old Bill Clinton Orozco Garcia is accused.
All right.
I felt like such a sicko yesterday. I just laughed.
You're just going. Okay, so Bill Clinton, Orozco Garcia.
Slick Willie.
That's it. Okay, here's what the car did, allegedly.
He's accused of drunk driving and failing to leave information. He drove over a gas meter.
Over a gas meter.
Through a fence. It was like a privacy fence.
Through a privacy fence.
He slid sideways against the house until he hit two posts that were supporting the back porch. And then here's her.
One post flew through the glass patio window, shattering it completely, and other posts knocked at 1 foot by 1 foot hole through the house brick next to the patio door. So then there was tire tracks made through the backyard as the vehicle made a U-turn to exit through the back fence. So definitely a lot of damage.
And I'm not meaning to laugh. I'm certainly hope nobody was injured.
No one was hurt. But so that's one good thing.
Wow. Wish he'd had a dashboard cam, allegedly, for what happened. All right, so over the gas meter, through the privacy fence, slides sideways through the... through the house or the, beside the house.
Two posts from the back porch. Yeah, once totally shattered the back patio window.
Another punches a hole in the house.
It punched a 1x1 foot hole through bricks.
Well, and then he does the U-turn.
Yeah.
I gotta get out of here.
Over the back fence. But
yeah,
one of the reasons they found him was because the tire rim on the vehicle made scratches all the way to the house where he was.
Which makes investigation ever so much more easy.
It really does.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Don't pay retail for a new car or truck. Tom White Chevrolet is suspending retail pricing. We're on pace to set a new sales record for truck month. To reach our goal, we're sacrificing profit to sell extra cars and trucks. Bubba Dixon here, and we have over 200 new Chevys available. We're overstocked with inventory and ready to make deals no other dealers can touch this Friday and Saturday at Tom White Chevrolet. Like a new 2013 Silverado Crew Cab for $25.5. Only $25.5 for a Texas Edition Crew Cab.
Guaranteed savings, guaranteed great service. Tim Light here, and now the Chevy Silverado comes with the best pickup coverage in America. 2-year, 24,000-mile maintenance program at no extra cost.
For the best truck month ever, we'll make any deal happen. Zero down, no payments for 90 days, bigger discounts. We'll make that deal happen at Tom White Chevrolet. But don't wait. We can only hold down these prices until 6 p.m. Saturday. Tom Light Chevrolet, your Texas best Chevy dealer. North Earl Rudder Freeway or find new roads at tomlight.com.
Price plus TTNL includes rebates and dealer discounts. See dealer for details.
About 2 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I've been in enough accidents to know it really gets your adrenaline flowing. I mean, this guy allegedly had the presence of mind to make the U-turn after doing that.
Gotta go!
Get the hell out of there. So, I find that.
I got to go!
Anyway, that's that. All right, just in time for the round of 64, which starts today in the National Collegiate Athletic Association Men's Basketball Championship Tournament. We don't do the madness thing. We learned which teams have the most Facebook buzz. Duke comes out on top with the final four, also including Notre Dame, Michigan, and Indiana. I used to like this, and I don't look forward to it at all this year, and I don't know why. I mean,
really?
I got other stuff going on. And again, no, normally I really do. I mean, it's not as big as college baseball. I'm pretty geeky over that. But college basketball, I really always enjoy this, and for some reason, I mean, I guess I'll turn it on and watch it, but I can't think of anything I'm really looking at. I haven't looked at a bracket, I'll be honest with you. Have not for the first time in years. I just haven't even looked at a bracket yet.
It's because no one from Texas, or I mean no one that matters.
Maybe, I guess it could be. I'm not sure. It's a bunch of damn Yankees, and I don't want to watch. All right, on this date in history, in 1788, a fire destroyed 856 buildings in New Orleans and basically leveled the town. 1963, Alcatraz, the federal prison on that island in San Francisco Bay, closed. In 1980, President Jimmy Carter announced the United States boycott of the 1980 Summer Games in Moscow to protest the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan.
Oh.
There were a lot of people who were angry at him before.
Yeah.
That gave a whole new group of people to